This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's shift gears and dive into all things motoring on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. And joining us is our very own motoring journalist, Prashirwin Naidu, who recently took the all-electric Volkswagen ID.4 Pro for a spin, right? He'll be giving us the lowdown, man, on its impressive range, that is, the spacious design and the eye-catching looks. Plus, he'll share his experience at Sun City, where Mahindra celebrated 20 years and unveiled their new, you know, their compact baby SUV, the 3XO series, where, you know, to stick around as we wrap up with the top motoring tip. And of course, we'll throw a hot gem of the week. I have him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. How are you doing?
Hey, fabulous afternoon. Going yourself, King Bash. All good. All good.
I'm glad you're good. It's just so hot in Polokwane.
I know. I'm dying myself, man.
Blazing, but nonetheless, let's get straight into it, Prashirwin. You know, let's speak about the ID.4 Pro. How did it perform on the road? And maybe did you experience any range anxiety? And what's the price tag looking like on this electric beauty?
So yeah, congrats. Performance-wise, it was quite an excellent commuter because I think it had those. It came in this chunky 19-inch wheels, perfect rubber, so it made the gravel roads easier to commute on. As I took it to my mentor's farm this week, it was quite funny taking the electric car off-road, but with no range anxiety whatsoever. It had a full charge of 500 kilometers at my disposal, which was fantastic. Charging-wise, I took it to North Africa. Within 45 minutes, King Bash, the thing was charged, ready to go. No hassle whatsoever. It's not as quick as, let's say, the Volvo XC40 Twin Recharge, which they do say does 0 to 100 in 4.3 seconds, I believe. But this has enough torque, enough grunt, about 150 kilovolts and 310 newton meters of torque, which means it's quick. It has 0 to 100 in about 8 seconds. So it feels good. Accomplished and not as harsh and brutal as other EVs that I've experienced thus far. Overall, I think the car pricing, here's the news, they haven't priced, there's no price whatsoever as yet, as VW does plan to launch this in 2026, King Bash. That's almost, that feels quite far off. But I did research, and that in Europe, it's priced at about 40,000 euro. Which means that it's about 800,000 rand in South Africa. So by the time 2026 comes, I suspect it's going to be quite expensive.
No, definitely sounds like it will be. But let's talk about the interior. You know, did the ID.4 Pro bring any flair? And how would you describe the overall feel inside, Prashirwin?
It was quite simple. I quite liked that it was minimalistic, quite a very spacious cabin, well built, comfy, a nice modern entertainment system, a virtual display, but very much bigger than it appears to be in person as well. It's almost like an electric Touareg, if I can put it from that perspective. But I feel like it needs a bit of flavor. I felt like maybe it was a bit too basic to my liking. Our ID.4 trim that came standard, obviously it had your park, your rear view camera, matrix LED headlamps, adaptive cruise control, digital controls to, you know, adjust various perimeters, and just, yeah, it was lovely. I think it just needed more spice, more juice, you know?
No, makes sense. But now, since on the inside it needed more juice, let's go to the exterior, right? How did it look, you know, in the metal, and overall, how was your time with the ID.4 Pro? Did you enjoy the experience?
I quite like it. I'll be honest with you, King Bash. I've become a tad bit bored of electric cars. I just need that vrpa. We need the vrpa, exactly. But looks-wise, arguably it looked quite attractive, and the public actually took a liking towards it. A lot of people came up to me to chat about this car. And it's good-looking. It has a bit of a sport wagon-esque kind of silhouette, very sharp angles, smoothed out. And it's big. That's all I can say. It's very big and appears larger than life. But I think, I've gotten a tad bit bored of EVs, and I think I need some vrpa. Maybe if they threw in some fake synthetics like a Polo GTI inside the car, then I would be sold, you know?
Yeah, most definitely. So, I mean, now on to, you know, some exciting news. How was your experience at Sun City, Prashirwin? And what, you know, was the drive like in the new Mahindra 3XO on the way there?
You know, Sun City was a place to be. We stayed at the Lost Palace. Good food, good music, good entertainment. I believe Tamara Day was playing there that evening at Sun City. So we enjoyed the entertainment. And yes, this car was lovely. It was a long drive, about 200 kilometers. I broke it up with my co-pilot driver. And the 3XO handled like a champ. It's practical, lots of safety and tech, about 35 different safety features, as they said in the little the presentation, which was great. It's not cheap, but about 405,000 rand. But safe to say, you know, it was just a nice little escape from the city. You know, the hustle and bustle can sometimes be a tad bit boring. So it was good to see what it's about. And yeah, it does seem interesting.
All right. So what are, you know, Mahindra's plans and vision for the future? Any exciting developments on the horizon?
So they did say, the gentleman, Rajesh Gupta, actually, he's the CEO, he did say that they are aiming to tap into the market with affordability. They want to grow even more from a sales perspective, which looks good. And I think this new 3XO is trying to target a more youthful person per se, because it looks good. And they have come a long way since then. I mean, the car, 20 years in the country, the brand, and they've come a long way from being very, you know, this classified as this workhorse utilitarian brand, but now they've kind of branching off into some sort of luxurious future, which is good. So I'm curious to see how it handles. Lots of competition, though, I must say. Lots of competition.
Exciting news ahead. But nonetheless, let's wrap up this fire segment with a helpful motoring tip. And after that, do share this week's soothing hot gem of the week.
Thanks, Kingbash, as always. And, you know, stay alert to car jamming, especially when it comes to where you park. I think always choose a very busy, visible, and well-lit-up areas where you're going to put your car and just double-check that your car is locked before walking away, because there's a short story. At my local gym, a car was jammed, and everything inside was stolen. The gym didn't take any responsibility, since they had signs warning that the parking is, you know, at your own risk. And even if there are cameras, just, yeah, don't chance it. So don't take any chances. Stay safe out there. And let's end off with Tupac, Do For Love.
Oh, yes. That's how we're wrapping it up. Prashivan, thank you so much. Let's have ourselves a great weekend ahead, yeah?
Have a blessed weekend, King Bash. And yes, listeners, take care.
Most definitely, that is Prashivan and Naidu. You can catch him next week, same time, same place. And you know, he's available on the socials at Prashivan_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.